Okay. Good evening, everyone. Thank you for joining us. This is the regular semi-monthly meeting of the PNB National Finance Committee. My name is Tracy Rosenberg, and I'm the chair. It is April 12th at 8:35 p.m. Eastern Time. Paul, would you call the roll?
Okay. Ken Aaron.
Here.
Jim Boyd.
Here.
Bill Crozier.
Here.
Campbell Johnson. Kim Kaufman.
Here.
R. Paul Martin. Here. Tracy Rosenberg.
Here.
Alex Steinberg. Barbara Whipperman.
Here.
LaVarne Williams. Bruce Wolf.
Here.
We have eight. That's a quorum.
Okay. There is a draft agenda that was sent out with the meeting announcement. Does everyone have it, or would you like me to read it out loud? And I have a disclaimer or two to make about it.
I have it.
I would like to hear it if you could.
Yeah.
Not
okay.
Too long.
No, it's not, and I want to add that Bruce Wolf added two additional motions he wanted added to the agenda under new business, and I'm going to propose that we simply make them item 6 and item 7. But what we have so far is number 1, approve the draft agenda, number 2, approve March 28th minutes, number 3, KPFK, and my apologies for the typo. It says KPFA, but it is KPFK budget. My expectation is that will take a significant chunk of our meeting tonight. Then if we have time, we would continue on to an update from the Treasurer's meeting and the 4-7 PNB regarding the status of the timeline. We would then try to do a mid-year budget review for at least one station. And then we have, as new business, a motion from Ken Aaron. And that motion is that a spreadsheet be maintained on the NFC Yahoo group documenting the status of the different business units in compliance with the budget timeline. This is to be maintained by the secretary based on emails he receives from the committee members. And I'm proposing adding that on as our first piece of new business in item 5. I got this morning a couple of motions from Bruce Wolf. Let me see if I can find them.
Wasn't the Ken Aaron item number 6?
I'm sorry, what was that, Barbara?
Wasn't the Ken Aaron item that you just read number 6?
I believe it was number 5, but let me look again.
Well, the mid-year budget review was 5.
Yes, it is number 6.
Okay.
Correct.
So then Bruce's things would be 7 and 8, I guess.
They would. Does anyone have Bruce's things handy, or should I keep looking for them? Of course, he's not here, and the odds on us getting to item 7 and 8. You are?
Yeah.
Then, Bruce, would you like to just briefly suggest the two items you wanted to add to the agenda? We're proposing putting them into items 7 and 8.
Yeah. 7, I don't know if it requires a motion. It's more of a to get a clarification. And 8, I guess, would be a motion. Do I need to state the motion now, or just say it'll be a motion regarding arbitrage?
Okay, I've got it here. The first was, I guess, clarification on fourth quarter revenues and the ability of stations to adjust the timing on their on-air drive. If you need an answer to that, you could propose it a bit higher up on the agenda. And the second one seemed to be a motion for Pacifica to add the cost of arbitrons for all stations.
Mm-hmm.
And that I would propose is a motion and would probably go in new business after Ken's motion since it was submitted after it. So where would you like to put the item about the fourth quarter revenues?
Oh. Well, what about as part of item number 4? Since it does,
okay.
It kind of grew out of, you know, the post Treasurer's meeting.
Okay, so we would handle it as part of the update from the Treasurer's meeting.
Yeah,
So with those modifications, does anyone else have any comments or changes regarding the agenda?
Yes, we, okay. First of all, let me say that when you get the minutes, these are going to be Hindu numbers, not Roman numbers, for the agenda items. And so you want, so we want to add these other things in the, under new business.
Bruce's item regarding the fourth quarter, we're just going to call part of the update from the treasurer's meeting. So we're not really adding it as an item. We're just making a mental note to include that when we talk about the treasurer's meeting. We are, however, adding a motion from him to include the cost of Arbitrons for all stations in the 2012 budget, and that would become item 7, and it's a new business motion.
Okay, so I'm looking through here, and this was in an email, right?
It was.
Yeah, in fact, I thought it went directly back to you, Ron Paul.
You know what? It's an email that I'm not sure that... Well, you would have gotten it, R. Paul. Do you want me to resend it to you?
No, 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 no. It's in one of these emails, right? And it talks
yes.
about... let's see if we can find
it. It's 9:42 a.m. Central Time this morning.
It's pretty simple. It just says...
Okay, that narrows it down, because we have a bunch of emails that slammed in here today.
No. It's a one-sentence motion. Basically, it's Pacifica to add the cost of Arbitrons for all stations to its 2012 budget.
All right, I'll just write it in that way, and we'll see if we can find it later. Okay.
I hate to say it. Yeah, I don't think we're going to get to it tonight anyway, so the exact wording might not be crucial.
All right, somebody needs to make a motion to approve this agenda.
True.
Oh, it's so moved.
Thank you. Any objections to approving the agenda as modified? Okay. If we can do this without too much time investment, I'd like people to turn to the minutes of our last meeting on March 28th.
Do you mean March
26th? And Arlene is here.
Yeah, I do mean March 22nd. Hi, guys.
Good.
So, yes, yeah, so March 22nd.
Good.
R. Paul put them up, and if we could look at approving them, that would be great. And these are the open session minutes only.
Right.
Okay, I'm going to be the big loser here. I can't find them on the Yahoo, and I'm looking through my emails to find out, to find them that way.
Okay. One of the things we did last year was, we read them. I mean, we...
Doesn't take that long.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's up to everybody. If you want them read, we can read them. If not, and if we read them, it'll give people time to find them. It's in draft minutes, by the way. If you go into the... Pardon me. Pardon me, I choke. If you go into the mailing list Yahoo website...
Right, I'm there.
Files in under draft minutes. You go into public sessions, and actually, we also have the draft minutes from March 8th that we haven't approved yet.
This is Ken to the stack on that.
You're on, Ken.
In the other committees, the draft minutes are distributed, and the members get a chance to review them. Then we approve them, and people can send in updates and corrections, and then they're approved by consent. I really don't think we have too much business to go through reading them and then discussion about who said what.
Yeah. This is Tracy. I think it's a bit of a time suck, so if a majority of the members of the committee are ready to approve the minutes, I think we should probably move forward that way. And if they're not, then we should simply postpone them. And
yeah,
don't
I'd
forget
like to postpone
minutes.
Them. I cannot find them. I can't find the draft minute place on Yahoo.
Don't forget, Kim, that if you find something later, you can bring a minutes back for modification. You don't have to postpone them just because you haven't read them, for the record.
Bill.
Yes, Bill.
Just for and whoever else can't find them, the folders are first. They're alphabetical. They're listed alphabetically in the file section, so all the folders are first, and it's just one of the folders. And it's the third.
Oh, I see. Okay,
so
I got it.
It's draft minutes, and then all the separate files are after the folders.
I see. So
or
it's draft minutes dated July 20th, 2008.
What? Oh. In the email, I think I include the a link to exactly where the draft minutes are.
Well, Ken, to the stack again. This is exactly the point. The minutes just have to get distributed, and then we call to approve them or not. If we can't approve them, let's go on. This should just be done in consent, not be explored now.
So is there a motion from anyone to approve the minutes?
So move.
Question, which set? Because we actually have the March 8th and March 22nd.
We have both. Then I will accept a motion to approve both March 8th and March 22nd.
So
is that so?
Well, I'll move that.
Okay.
Both minutes.
All right. Are there objections? So we need to vote or not? So I'm hearing no objections. Good. The minutes are therefore approved. If upon review anyone wishes to bring up a set of minutes for further conversation, they can do so at any point. That's never out of order.
Madam Chair, point of information.
Yes.
Just a question as I was reviewing posting these minutes on Yahoo, I see that the closed session minutes are also posted. And I'm just wondering if that's normal protocol in terms of confidentiality.
That is correct. The only individuals who have access to the Yahoo groups are the members of the committee, and we will approve closed session minutes in closed session.
Okay, and then my only other question is, I probably could figure this out myself, but let me ask, if our Paul, the secretary, is the moderator of the group, does he remove past members?
Our Paul?
Yes. Yes, Yahoo group is the owners. Let's go to who's the owner. The owners.
Don't we have this taking you to some place?
Okay, I'm hearing something. I can't. The owners of the group at this point are the chair, Tracy. Summer is still there. And I am too. So you have three people as owner moderators of this thing. And yes.
As chair of the PNB, Summer is allowed privy to the group. That is correct.
And so to answer the question, yes, the list is updated and aged.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, so with no further ado, hopefully, our next agenda item is the KPFK budget, and I want to say that we must complete that action in terms of approving it, modifying it, and moving it to the PNB. We are under obligation as a committee to do that. I had allowed 30 minutes. I'm guessing it's going to take longer, and that's okay. I think we need to work on it for as long as we need to work on it. In terms of presentation, I know people have received about 1 million files in the past 24 hours. And I've been giving some thought as to kind of how to do this. It was my hope that we would not receive basically competing documents, but we have, which makes things more complicated. And part of, you know, the origination of these documents is also part of an issue that we need to talk about. But I am thinking...
Tracy, yeah. Information, what...
Can you let me finish? Kim,
okay,
Kim, can
sorry.
You let me finish before the point of information?
Sorry.
It's okay. Just let me finish.
Fine. Okay.
Okay, thank you. But I've been thinking about the best way to do this, and it seems to me that what we should do is start from the document that was sent to us from the CFO And basically, when people are talking, if they could refer to that document and the changes and modifications that they are suggesting to that document, and I do have an email from Ken that's pretty clear in terms of what changes were made, then hopefully we can arrive at whatever modification of the original document that we feel is appropriate. Basically, we're going to hear from the LSB treasurer, who's Kim. We're going to hear from the PNB member, which is Ken, and we're going to hear from the CFO. I think those are the three individuals. So I'm going to ask you guys if you could keep yourselves to about 5 minutes each. And at the end of that, we'll sort of take stock and see what the process is for moving forward with a finished document. So does that sound okay as a process?
That sounds fine. I'm sorry to interrupt, but just
okay.
Point
now
of
your point of order. Yeah, your point of order.
Order information. I'm just, you know, you said a couple of budgets have come through in the last 24 hours. I'm kind of only aware of one, so I just want to get on the same page of what actually we're looking at. I think we're looking at 10.
No,
I think that he only has one. We may have superseded an earlier version. Correct? Ken, did you post it once or twice? I'm only aware of one of Ken's budgets.
Tim, what I'm trying to say is that instead of suggesting modifications to the document that the CFO sent, we have instead an alternative budget. In other words, we have two separate budgets. And we're going to need to reconcile those two documents. That's all I was trying to say.
I understand. I just want to make clear what two documents we're talking about. So we have Ken's document and the document that LaVarne sent out last Thursday, a one-page document.
That's correct.
Okay. All right. That's all I wanted to make sure those are the two docs we're talking about.
So what order would the three of you like to go in?
This is Ken. I would prefer the CFO presented hers.
This is LaVarne.
Uh-huh.
Hello?
Yes, LaVarne.
Oh, yeah, I can just go over it because it's the one that we pulled together is pretty simple. And I chose not to send out anything more other than what I sent out. I was trying to get something out, but I spent about 3.5-4 hours today doing an interview with the attorneys for the legal case, the $1 million suit against us. So I'll just go with what I sent out, which is real simple. And since today, I've gotten updates on the KPFK fund drive collection rates or collections through March. So I can share that information after I talk, and that'll be a document that each person can use in terms of looking at the listener support revenue. So what I'll
do. LaVarne, can I just ask you a question?
Sure.
Didn't KPFK have at the end of last year, you know, a full completed template with the 20 or 30 pages?
Yeah, Ben, and it's the same thing. It's basically the same document. It's the only change is that I put in the actual for the first 6 months. And the 6 months, the month of March, were the preliminary numbers from that Anthony, you know, he completes his close like immediately. So those were preliminary numbers for the month of March. But they should be about the same. I'm checking them. I'm just getting my numbers now. So I've been checking those numbers against the numbers that we currently have. And I can
tell you. I got you. Yeah.
Okay, so you're exactly right. It's that 30-page document with the actuals put in, and that's what the budget update is.
Okay,
and
thank you.
And then, like I said, I actually have gotten from the membership director there at KPFK the latest results for each one of the drives that shows the collection. So I can send that out, but I want to let you know this before I start sending things out. I can send that out to the National Finance Committee so you can use that as a document to help you come to understand or determine what you think the listener support revenue should be for the rest of the year.
Thank you.
So should I go from there?
Yes, please.
Okay. So the document that we sent out, again, it just has the actuals for, I'm pulling it up here. It's the budget update document, and it has the actuals for the first 6 months. And if we look at the first 6 months for KPFK, it was slightly better than the budget. So basically, if you see any increases in terms of the listener support, it's due to the fact that the actual listener support for the first 6 months was better than the prior budget. And so if you flow through those numbers, that there was slightly better on the listener support and slightly better on the spending, so that resulted in a surplus of at the end of the year of about $55,000.
Point of order.
And after the cash, it results in a surplus of about $22,000. And
point
as far as headcount,
just a second, folks.
Quickly.
Can I go to the headcount
real quickly?
Of the file that we're supposed to be looking at?
Look, just a second here, folks. Can we let LaVarne get to the end of her presentation, and then we'll do questions, please?
Okay. And as far as the headcount, I looked over that this morning, I'll have to pull that sheet up. I can go back to it later because I just want to touch on that so that we all are always conscious of what the headcount is. So cuts on the headcount that were in the budget, those are actually taken place or have taken place. So the headcount is the same as in the budget also. So that's basically it. That's the budget update that we went over at KPFK. And when I was there, you know, we kind of talked through what the remainder of the year looks like. We actually did a slight, what would be a forecast for the rest of the year. And it would actually improve some on the expenses, and we could actually take the listener support down. And in the meantime, I will send you the collections now. And that's it.
Okay, thank you. That was nice and fast. We had points of order, I believe, from Kim and Ken. Let's start with those, and then we'll take a stack for questions and comments. And don't forget, Kim and Ken, you're going to do your presentations in just a minute.
Or Paul has a point of order.
This is Campbell signing in.
Campbell. Hi, Campbell.
Hi.
So, Kim, Ken, you have points of order?
I have no point of order.
I have no point of order. I think it was R. Paul you heard.
Yes.
Sorry. Okay, point of order person. This is your moment.
Okay. May we know the name of the file that the CFO has just been referencing?
Kim sent it to the Yahoo group, and so I'd have to pull it up and to let you know what it is in the Yahoo group. Or maybe Kim can do that because I'm trying to send out this the collections for KPFK.
Okay.
So
before we go on to Kim and Ken's presentation, is there anybody else who wants to be on the stack?
Bill.
Okay, anybody else?
Bill.
Okay, Bill.
Campbell.
Okay, after Bill. You're on, Bill.
Oh, me?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry. Can only hear the air. Okay, so this is the file that LaVarne sent us Thursday, I presume, the one-page KPFK budget 2011-R. Is that right, LaVarne?
Yes, revised.
Okay.
R.
Okay, I was just wondering about what some of the columns are over on the right. There's at one label, at column V, FY 2011 budget update. What does that mean?
That means the budget update means the actuals for the first 6 months and the budget that was previously sent to you along with the other 30 pages. So we're like 6 months into the full year, so we're past the point of a budget. This is basically a budget update because you actually have actuals in the budget plus what we're projected based on the assumptions that were in the budget that was initially presented.
Okay, so it's for full, the full fiscal year. Okay.
Right. And exactly. Then, I'm sorry.
Okay, and then F, no, I mean X, column X, FY 2011 B/W 2010 actual.
Uh-huh.
Is that the difference between the two?
Let me just pull it up here again. Okay. You're looking at column what? Column X?
X. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, full year 2011, better, worse than 2010 actual.
So we're comparing this year's budget, first half is actual with the last year's actual.
That's okay. Not the first half. That should be the total.
Oh, I see. It's column V minus W.
Yeah.
Okay.
I actually have it in here. Yeah.
Okay, and then why is Z different than V?
Budget update? Because Z is the original budget. That was sent out back.
Oh, the original one. Okay.
That was not that the original K budget that was sent out that was generated last year that was voted down.
Okay.
That was
okay.
Not
Thank
approved
you.
By the KPFK LSB.
Okay.
All right. I think Campbell was next on the stack. Campbell?
Yes. I don't have that in front of me at the moment, but my question is this. The presentations for the KPFK budget, do they compare budget projections with actual results from 2010?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. I think with that, we're going to turn to let's do Kim as the LSB treasurer next, and then we'll turn to Ken as the ranking PNB member, and I will leave it up to you guys who's going to talk about what. And again, we're trying to keep it to 5 minutes so we have time to reconcile the issues on the table. So, Kim, you're up.
First of all, if you want to go onto Yahoo, the budget, LaVarne's budget, was uploaded April 10th. It looks like Kim_KPFK is who put it on there, so hopefully you can find that. And then I also uploaded a financial that LaVarne presented to our LSB, which might be insightful to some on the same date.
Those were the preliminary numbers that we had.
They give more detail for those who like details. Let me see, where do I start? Now, one reason why our listeners' support was up is because we had an extra fund drive in December because the October fund drive did so poorly. So we have essentially added more fund drive days to our year, which is something I'm against. In fact, I want to decrease our fund drive days.
You mean you want to decrease?
Okay. LaVarne, let's try to let people talk, and then we'll ask questions.
I apologize. I'm getting into this. Okay.
I know. Pardon me, LaVarne?
Who is that? Is that Tracy?
No, this is Kim.
No, I was speaking to Tracy.
Okay, well, I...
Yeah, I was just suggesting that we let people get through their five-minute presentations without interruption.
So that's one reason for this surplus, and relative to the fact that... I'm trying to pull up my other memo. Did everybody read my memo that I sent out with my evaluation of this?
What's the file name? Where you had some details.
Yeah.
What's the file name of that one?
It's an email.
KPFK budget for discussion at NFC Tuesday 4/10.
Which should be 4/12.
Yeah.
You sent to the Yahoo group?
Yes.
On Tuesday?
No,
it's an email. It's an email.
Yeah.
But I sent it through the Yahoo group.
When did you send it?
Saturday afternoon, I believe.
On the 10th.
That's Sunday. If it's on the 10th, that's a Sunday.
Oh, you're right. Sunday. It was Sunday afternoon. So it was Sunday afternoon. I remember spending a good deal of my Sunday on this. Thank you. So,
okay.
Let me just... Okay, so the October fund drive was $342,645,000 under goal. So we were $170,446 under budget. And we only caught up because we had the additional December fund drive. And the February fund drive... I do not have those final figures to know how much under goal we were, but we were under goal. So I'm not inclined to raise our listener support or be optimistic about it. And somehow, you know, the what we approved last year was the income, and LeVarne has raised it $50,000 beyond what was already approved. And basically the expenses have not changed at all other than the categories having been rearranged, so they're just harder to find. But essentially the expenses are all identical to the ones that we already did not approve. I don't know what else to say.
That's fine. I actually want to keep that the original presentation short because we have a lot of work to do.
Yeah.
Are there any questions for Kim?
Oh, I have a question. It's LeVarne. You had said that the approved income, which line? You said the listener support income was approved?
Yes.
The finance committee approved last year.
We approved line A, line 8, column C. That was the approved figure, $3,025,64.
Okay, now, well, that's fine. We can just take down the reason it's $3,074,000, I believe, is because the actuals are higher than the budget. But, yeah, that can just, you know... That can just be taken out. And
okay,
then
the actuals are higher because the extra fund drive.
Kim, it sounds to me like you won that point, and we're going to take it down to the 3025.
Oh,
already approved.
Oh, yeah, we can just take it out of the May. I'll take it out of the May number and send it to you.
Okay. Any other comments or questions for Kim?
This is Alex.
Alex.
I just
Ken,
got off the call.
I have a
question for Kim.
Hi, Alex.
For Kim.
Yes, Arpal, go
ahead. I'm on the
stack,
Ken.
Okay, Arpal, you're next. Arpal?
I didn't ask to be on the stack.
I thought you just
Ken.
Did.
Ken,
who
nope. Did. Well, I love conference calls. Ken, you go ahead.
Yeah, we could probably both come from the same area of Brooklyn. my question is for Kim. This the statement that an amount of $3 million was approved as a projected listener support. What do you mean by approved? Was there a meeting of the KPMK Finance Committee, or who approved it?
It was approved by the National Finance Committee last year at our final meeting, which was January 13th.
Yeah, let me just add that we knocked it down from like $3.3 million. We absolutely would not, you know, go for $3.3 million. And we really actually wanted to get it down to a little over the actuals for 2010, which is at the figure we had then was 2.7. Now we see that the actuals is 2.5. So I'm still not happy that it's 3 million. I think that's overly rosy.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Tracy. What was the date, I'm sorry, that you approved?
I believe it was January 13th.
Okay, thank you.
2011. It was our meeting, last meeting or second to last meeting of the year.
We approved the income, but would not approve the expenses because there were no cuts in the expenses.
Thank you, Kim. All right. At this point, we are going to go over to Ken's presentation as the PNB member from KPFK.
Okay. I'm on the block here. I hope you got my grabs. The projection of $3 million income as the fiscal year of 2011 is delusional and hopeful, and it is not supported by anything but continuing to do fund drives. And I've heard the GM say that, well, if we're short on the budget, we'll just extend the fund drives. You keep doing that, less people listen, until you're down to two people who are still left listening to your pitch. I've given you the graphs to support that. We're choking ourselves by continuing to extend the fund drive and driving the listeners away. And it's not a question of my opinion. It's statistically verified. The other point of this is, if you look at the graph of salary, the history of salary from 2009 to 2010 at KPFK, which I distributed that graph to, it's bounced way up, and that's because under the current manager, even though there was a hiring freeze from National, they started paying certain programmers. First, they started paying them under other GL line items than payroll. Then they finally moved them onto the payroll, and they have other people that they were paying off payroll, another in different GL categories like programming miscellaneous or programming services. But we looked at the checks in the Great Plains, and they were cut to people's names or alias names, which is a true statement. So I want to say that Kim has put in a great deal of time going over the actual Great Plains printouts to see where the money actually went, and I've spent some time doing that too. There's this thing of the budget is bloated. It's too high for the listener support we have. The number of listeners is going down. The number of donations per donation, the amount of the donations per cycle is going down. Everything's going down, and we cannot justify maintaining our current budget and certainly not increasing it, where last year we had $2,500,000 or $2,700,000, and this year we're going to get $3 million. It's delusional. We have to cut that, and then we have to make compensatory cuts in expenses so that we come in the black. That's what the budget I propose does. It's not that radical. I'm just saying we should anticipate that the fiscal income for 2011 is the same as the fiscal income of 2010. I don't think that's going to happen. I think we'll be below that. But that's as hopeful as I'm willing to get. And then say, here's where we can cut. And in my emails or message and in my proposed budget, I showed where I cut. And I cut, the Arbitrons are already cut. I cut salaries 15%. And I cut, eliminated a couple of categories that were being used to distribute funds to staff. And I don't think it's going to be that difficult. The only other thing is just whatever, because we're in a political environment, I support people getting paid for work. I am not an all-volunteer staff. That's not my concept. My concept is fiscal responsibility. We have to live within our means. We can't live delusionally because we don't have the largesse of government sponsorship or big corporation sponsorship. So we have to be lean and mean, and that's what I'm proposing.
Okay, any questions for Ken?
Jim on the stack?
Ken, where did you post the graph to? I can't find it.
I'm sorry, what was that?
Where did you send the graph?
The graphs are... Okay, on the Yahoo group, it should have my name on them, right? In the National Finance group, today is, they start out KPFK alternative budget.
And the graphs are called KBFK 210 graph salary and pledges dated April 12th. And another graph called, let's see what it's called here. Salary and pledges. I'm trying to remember what the other one was.
Okay, I finally figured this out. These things are listed alpha. I've been looking for them under chronological, but they're alpha. So just go to KPFK, and the first one is the graph.
Right. And
the second one is his alternative budget. The one below that is LaVarne's. The one below that is, unfortunately, that's back to 2005.
Okay.
And then we get back to financials.
Folks, these calls go better if you could just indicate that you want to speak when you speak rather than just jumping in, because some people are respecting the fact and some people aren't, and that's not good for group karma.
I'm sorry.
Okay? Just try to say something. I think
if
Jim was
responding to our poll. I'm going to send up another graph that does not seem to have gotten up there, but I'll send it up again. It's called a graph KPF. Oh, it's under the word G. Graph KPFK fund drive analysis.
Mm-hmm. Our poll for Stan.
Okay, I had Jim, then I had our poll. Jim, go ahead.
And how realistic is it that salaries will be cut by 15% this year?
Okay, I think it's realistic because the similar things are happening all over the economy. They can pair off. They have 3.5 full-time equivalent board operators, and to point out the midnight, the graveyard shift, the producer does his own board operating. So we have 3.5 board operators for daytime board operating. They've got to economize. It's just they have to do that or put people on part-time or lower people's salaries. They just have to cope with it. It's part-time, but that's what has to happen. It's not just the station. It's happening all through the economy. And we went through a paring down of staff at all the stations, including KPFK, previously. It can be done.
Okay. Who was
10-15% is, I don't think, that drastic.
Who was next
Bill
on the stack? Bill?
Bill.
Arpel?
Yeah, go ahead, Bill.
Well, I don't know if I was next, but I'm adding myself now.
Great. Go ahead. I think I took someone. That's okay.
Couldn't hear whatever somebody said there.
Oh, I think I'm skipping someone on the stack who was after Jim. Okay, so our poll followed by Bill.
And Arlene? Okay, I just want to say, I would ask everybody to please say the name of the file that you're referencing, because the computer looks at the name of the file, and it's very difficult if I have to try and hunt down Wednesday somebody misremembers they posted something. So please tell us the name of the file. And if you're going to post stuff, I mean, it's good. It's good to post stuff up on the Yahoo group files section, but people should think about making a folder and putting their stuff in a folder.
Oh,
that way
good.
You can send everybody to that folder, and they'll get only your stuff instead of going to the general, here's the files section, and then trying to figure out where it is, because Yahoo can be mysterious sometimes about exactly how it's arranging these things. But if you put it in a folder and you have two or three files, well, there's only those two or three files in the folder, it's easy to find. That's all I wanted to say. Thanks.
Okay, we have Bill followed by Arlene. Bill?
Okay, those were good suggestions from our poll, by the way. And thank you, Ken and Kim, for coming up with this. I haven't gone over it in detail yet, but I do believe very much in being realistic on listener support. I think cutting salary 15% this fiscal year is going to be tough because we only have half the year left, and if you're cutting 15% from a yearly figure, that means you got to go 30% if it started April 1st, and realistically it won't even start, you know, for a while. Unless you've got some vacant positions that aren't being filled. So we may have to cut it somewhere else also more. That's just one thing I was going to throw out.
Correction on that. I'm just calculating cutting 15% of the balance of this 6 months.
Okay.
30%. I mean, however you want to look at it. I understand what you're saying.
All right. Thank you.
Kim does okay. Jack.
Arlene is next on the staff. Followed by Kim.
Bill asked part of my question, but I do want to point out that realistically it will take 2 months to make those salary cuts because we have to negotiate with the union most likely, and we have to give 30 days. So it'll actually be for a third of the year. So that means, you know, about a 20, probably 22% cut would be necessary to bring it down to that number.
Okay. Thank you. Tim, you're next.
Can I respond to that? Can I respond to that?
If you must, yes.
Okay, I must. Well, the sooner we get started, the better, because it's not going to get any better. So if we wait 3 months, then it'll be another 3 months, and we'll be in a worse financial position. Also, there's no requirement for there's not everybody who works there's in a union. Not all of the staff are union contractors, and we have 1099 people, too. So it isn't everybody. I understand there's limitations with people on a union contract. And I also want to point out that was not included in the budget. At some point in time, we will have an added burden from a new general manager who currently we are not paying for.
Yes,
so it's a worse picture than has been currently presented. And it's one of the reasons the budget looks a little bit rosier than was anticipated, I mean the actuals, because we never had to disperse the funds the payment of the general manager. But we have to trim down the staff. The station had been running for 4 to 5 years with, like, half the staff that it has now. It's just been blown up over the restrictions of the hiring freeze, and it's got to be brought back down.
I'm not disputing you, Kent. I'm just making the point.
Okay.
If there are union people involved, we have to negotiate with the union. And on the general manager issue, with information that I just got today, it looks like we might make possibly June 1st.
Oh, good. Okay.
Okay. We're going to go to Kim, then I'm going to put myself on the stack. Anybody else for the stack?
I have a question.
Okay, Barbara, you'll be on the stack as well.
Okay.
Kim?
I want to concur with Kim that at least we got to get going doing
mm-hmm.
this, and this is a goal. And not only that, that this is a basis for us starting our 2012 budget.
Okay, Barbara?
My question really is much less weighty than the things you're talking about now, but Ken, could you say again the ways that people were being paid that were not... you know, formally hired employees, under programming, what you named a couple of categories that were used.
Okay, just a caution about open session, and if this part of this needs to be a closed session, that's fine.
That's correct. So, Barbara, there's certain the details we can discuss in closed session, but the point is if I say I have a programming expense and I cut a check to an individual, that's a
Thank
way of not
getting... I can't hear because other people are talking.
Can someone mute their phone, please? We have conversations going on in the background.
I just wanted to know the categories you were using. I wasn't asking about people. You said they were called programming something or other.
Well, let's take a look at this a place. One would... We have programming expenses.
That's it, Ken.
Right,
programming expenses.
26.
Pardon me?
Programming expenses.
No, what you're talking over him then.
Yeah, so I'm answering the question. I'm saying programming expenses is an area where we saw a possibility of questionable disbursements.
Okay, I thought you'd named a couple different programming somethings.
Right. Well, I don't have the Great Plains things to my
okay.
in front of me.
Arlene, to the stack.
Okay, Arlene, go ahead.
I'd just like to real briefly address Barbara's concern. This is an issue that has come up at several stations, not at KPFA, I might add to you, Barbara.
Mm-hmm.
But some stations have been paying people basically as contractors or consultants in a few cases.
Mm-hmm.
When they should have been employees, and it was kind of a way to hide them from the payroll.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been addressing that station by station. WPFW has literally cleaned out all of those that shouldn't be there. WBAI is well on the way to that. It's a problem, and mm-hmm. I've been dealing with station managers on that.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, this is Tracy. I have kind of a process suggestion since it's 6:30, and I know we all have a goal of getting on the phone by 8:30, which is a goal that I hope that we'll meet. Basically, we have two budget documents with the need to reconcile them into one budget document that we will be forwarding to the PNB. My suggestion is going to be, since I do have an email here from Ken that talks about some of the changes or modifications that I guess he and Kim are suggesting, that we take up first the revenue side, then the expenses side, see whether we as a group think that these modifications are appropriate, too much, or if there's a middle space between the two suggestions that makes sense to us. And I will be relying on both of you and Laverne to sort of give us the history of what happened before and how we got from one place to the other. What I'm going to add is that on the revenue side, where I think we should start, we have two modifications. I do need to add that last year's Finance Committee agreed to use a co-listener support figure of $3,025,000. That doesn't mean that this year's Finance Committee can't change that, but that is where things stood, and that was approximately a halfway point between the 2010 income of 2.5 and the 2009 income of 3.4. We basically split the difference and came in at 3. Laverne has already agreed to knock that figure down from $3,074,000 to the $3,025,000 that, again, last year's Finance Committee approved. So we need to decide if we're going to stick with that figure or if we want to look at knocking it down considerably more. Ken knocked it down an additional $400,000, which is obviously going to cause some significant changes to the rest of the budget. So that is basically issue number one. The other change that he made, if I'm doing this correctly, is the community events figure, which is in Laverne's budget at $37,000, has been knocked down to $23,000, which is a smaller item, but it's a $14,000 downward shift. So if we could have conversation on the listener revenue number and the community events number and decide which numbers we want to be our proposed numbers in those two categories, that'll be the first chunk. So basically, we'll take comments and suggestions on those two items.
Laverne.
Okay, Laverne, you're first.
Okay. First, I want to say that, you know, the number for the revenue, listener support for 2010, like the number that's in September 2011, when I was reviewing this, I found that it's a negative number in there. It's a negative is a debit to the revenue of $168,097. And the reason, but the listener support number actually for that month was $72,463.73. And what happened is that the auditor made an adjustment in that number. So therefore, if you look at the revenue actually for the period for September, and the adjustment that the auditor made was an adjustment for pledges receivable and the allowance for doubtful accounts. So if you just look at listener support, it wasn't, so the number for 2010 was not for straight listener support before the adjustments was, I'm trying to add it here on the sheet here. So that's, it was brought down by 100, and, well, it became 168,000. So that's $240,000 that you need to add back in. So that would get you about to at the same level as the 3,025 that was agreed to by the Finance Committee when you were trying to get a midway point between 2011 and 2010.
Bill,
okay.
Kim,
thank you. Okay, so I've got Bill and Kim on the stack. Before we go on, is there anyone else who wants to be on the stack?
Ken.
Okay, anybody else? Okay, you're up, Bill.
Okay, Bill, Lavar, what numbers were you talking about? Is this on that spreadsheet, the one-page spreadsheet you sent? And was it September 2010 you're talking about?
No, this is when I came back to the office, I was trying to, I did some investigation as to why this number was in here. I didn't have the answer at the time, but I do now. So the number, the 25.
What was the effect? Because I don't see this on that.
That's what I'm doing that. I'm adding the number in now. So the number was
2.8 is my recollection for what it's worth before the adjustment.
So the expenses were too high, or
339.
What was too high or too low? I don't understand what was adjusted and by how much and what direction.
But it was, okay, here it is. There is an adjustment of $200,678 for adjustment of pledges receivable, and another adjustment of $37,883 for doubtful accounts. So the point.
Okay, LaVon, can you clarify why that was adjusted downwards? The point, Bill, is that the revenue number of 2.5 is a number that was arrived at after the auditor made a downward adjustment of what was on the books. In other words, that's why the figure dropped so much between 2009 and 2010. It dropped anyway, but it dropped more because of an auditor's adjustment. So LaVon's argument is that 2.5 figure is an anomaly. It's artificially low, and it's the result of an accounting change. The question is, why was the adjustment made downwards?
The adjustment was made, I'm sorry, should I continue, was made for pledges that it's kind of, we had a similar type of problem in the prior year where the pledges receivable were estimated at a certain amount to come in 2010. They did not, so he adjusted the revenue down.
Okay. So it's a fulfillment issue. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I have a point of information. Can I ask, LaVon?
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
When we are taking a look at actuals, and when it's on a piece of paper and it says $72,000 or $150,000 listener support, that's banked money. That's not projected pledges. So if you issue a budget or financials, you're saying in September, October, November, December, whatever month, there's a number in there. That's money collected and banked. That's not anticipated revenues based on the pledges. This is actual money. And then the next month, pledges from the previous pledge keep coming in. Money keeps rolling in. But what you're showing on these financials and budgets is not what was pledged. You're showing what was received. So I don't understand that statement at all.
Well, let me try again. At the end of the year, the auditor, when he comes in, he will make adjustments to the numbers. And the adjustment, what they do at the beginning of the year is what the auditor will do is he'll look at the pledges and he'll do a test on it to determine to project of the pledges. So there is an accrual done at the end of the year, and the accrual is done in that final month of the year. So if he looks at the pledges receivable, he saw that in the prior year that it was projected to be higher. And those pledges receivable that they had projected for revenue did not come in. So therefore, he has to adjust it downward, and he adjusted it in the month of September of 2010.
Okay, so I have on the queue, I have Kim and I have Ken. I'm going to put myself on the queue. Does anybody else want to be on the staff? Okay, anybody else? Okay, so let's go to Kim, followed by Ken, followed by R. Paul.
The amount that was on the books was 2.7 before the auditor downgraded it. I don't think that's an anomaly. I think, once again, that it shows that there are optimistic anticipation of what we're going to collect, and the auditor said, I'm sorry, that's optimistic, and the more realistic number is this one. So that's not an anomaly. It's not a freak accident. It's what we do. We think, oh, all these people are going to give their money, and they probably won't. So I do think that 2.5 is what it is. It's not a fake number. 2.7 was what it was. If you want to go back up to 2.7 as a starting point for income, fine. But it's not going to be 3. As I said before, we had an extra fund drive in December. Our fund drives are underperforming, and they will continue to underperform for the next 6 months.